People danced in the streets of Pristina, fired guns into the air, and waved red and black Albanian flags in jubilation at the birth of the world's newest country, Kosovo. The chamber burst into applause after a unanimous vote approved the document proclaiming independence, and Parliament Speaker Jakub Krasniqi declared Kosovo an independent, democratic, and sovereign state. The document was signed by Krasniqi, Prime Minister Hashim Tachi, and President Fatmir Sejdiu. Kosovo Prime Minister Hashim Tachi declared, "The day has come, and from today onwards, Kosovo is proud, independent, and free." Tachi added, "There is no room for intimidation, discrimination, or unequal treatment of anyone. Our state institutions and our society will stamp out discriminatory practices. In Kosovo, there will be tolerance, mutual understanding, solidarity, and progress." But Serbian President Boris Tadic immediately denounced the declaration as unilateral and illegal. Russia also rejected it and called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council. Tadic has said Serbia would do everything in its power to revoke Kosovo's declaration of independence, but added that Serbia would not use force to reclaim the breakaway province. He urged Serbia's political parties and the 130,000 Serbs living in Kosovo to remain calm. Serbian Prime Minister Vojislav Koštunica said today, February 17th, the fake country of Kosovo was illegally declared on part of the territory which is under NATO military control. He called it an unprecedented illegal act. Some violence was reported after Kosovo declared its independence, but there was no significant damage. Hand grenades were thrown at buildings of the European Union and United Nations in the Kosovo-Serb stronghold city of Mitrovica, and angry Serbs also stoned the U.S. Embassy in Belgrade. The U.S., Britain, France, and Germany are expected to quickly recognize Kosovo's independence. The European Union foreign policy chief said that stability in Kosovo and the whole Balkan region is essential and urged everyone to act calmly and responsibly. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.